COVID-19 is going to affect us all, but some sections of the community are particularly threatened as the virus takes hold. As more of the country comes down under lockdown, people with a disability are at risk of losing access to the services they need. Dan Butler has more.
As the country adopts stricter and stricter containment measures, most of us are wondering just how much our lives will change, how much we will be able to do, what our freedom of movement will be. But for many vulnerable Australians, their questions are far more existential.
At the moment, I'm just trying to keep myself occupied and just trying to not think about it too much, because if I do, I drive myself insane.
Mo has cerebral palsy and is a wheelchair user. His access to carers every week are vital as they assist him with necessities.
And they also help with showering and you know, just personal hygiene.
Social distancing rules are in effect, seemingly more stringent by the day, as the virus spreads and laissez-faire attitudes for the time being hold. With the closure at midday today of pubs, those attitudes might change. Mo has already seen one much more important service shut down.
I just spoke to my physio, and they are also shutting down services as well.
So what does that mean for you?
So that means I'm no longer able to go to the gym. So that means that my back may deteriorate over time. So that's quite concerning at the moment.
With a possible lockdown imminent, able-bodied Australians may become more familiar with a reality that many people with disabilities deal with every day, and which many carers help alleviate.
Because they're not only there to support you, but they're there to keep you company and someone to talk to, and you know, someone to help you during the day. You know, and if you don't have that, it gets lonely.
In the quickly moving emergency, government messaging on many fronts has left people confused. The disability sector has also been asking for clearer information.
People with disability need to have clarity as to which services they'll be able to access during the pandemic and which ones they won't be able to access during the pandemic. And indeed, the disability service providers responsible for providing those services need that clarity as well.
David Moody is the CEO of National Disability Services, the peak body for disability service organisations. He says that the work of the National Cabinet has recently gone some way to fill the information gap.
But it's fair to say that there's still a significant amount of confusion as to what is going to be allowed to remain open and what needs to be shut down.
Over the weekend, the government announced extra support for disability organisations and service providers. Some believe it's not enough.
No, they were totally inadequate and very poorly communicated.
Greens Senator Jordan Steele-John is the party's disability spokesperson.
The financial supports that have been offered in that package are arbitrary and vague. They don't provide the certainty that disabled people need to know that their support will continue, and they don't provide the direct immediate assistance that is needed for providers to keep their doors open. Because once this crisis passes, there must be a diverse disability service sector still remaining. And unfortunately, the approach taken by the government is one which will lead to a devastation of the service market if it is not corrected immediately.
A huge concern for people with disability is that should the virus continue on its current trajectory, that a large number of care workers will fall ill and be unable to help their clients.
And what you've got there is an urgent need for the government to be working with providers to set up a standby workforce, drawing on students from the allied health professionals, people with accreditation that may now be out of work, so that what we can do is cycle in and cycle out workers as they get sick, while continuing to provide them with priority access to PPE equipment and testing. Now, all of these things are complicated and take time to set up, and that is why we needed to see this action start two bloody weeks ago, not today.
We're entering uncharted waters. It's daunting for all of us, but for Mo and others at greater risk, the full implications of the worsening epidemic don't bear thinking about.
Because I'll be home the majority of the time, If you think about it too much, you'll drive yourself crazy.
Disability support recipient Mo, ending that report by Dan Butler.